if a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Hey folks, welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. We're coming to you, not live. I mean, we're alive, but we're not live.
Yeah, we're live, but not live.
Yeah.
We won't be live when you see this. will still be alive, we hope.
Maybe.
But we're not live.
Coming to you from the undisclosed location deep in the heart of Kershaw County for another episode of the Kershaw County Liberty Report. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to remind everybody to come up here to the Highway 1 Cafe for breakfast or lunch. Come visit, eat your food, and get the hell out. If you're in the mood for pizza, you can go to the Cassett Country Store.
The best pizza.
The best pizza in Cassett, hands down. That's a guarantee.
But again, once you're done with your pizza, get the hell out. Yeah. And what we got today, we're going to cover the county council meeting and the craziness of the begging at the altar of the state for baseball fields and soccer fields. And later on, we're going to leave YouTube because we can't do the censorship. Yep. And that's where you're going to find the conversation Matt had with Lee Boone.
It's shocking. Shocking revelations.
So come on over to Rumble when we're done here, and you can watch the whole show.
Yep. And we'll let you know when we're done. So, Jeff, yesterday was Tuesday, February 28th. There was a county council meeting. On the agenda for the council meeting was Daryl Ogburn with the Health Services District of Kershaw County.
The old hospital board.
The old hospital
board. That got renamed.
Just got renamed. Then you had the CARE Group, K-A-R-E.
Kershaw Parents Advocating for
Recreational
Excellence.
Excellence. That's right. CARE, K-A-R-E. And then you had a discussion about the recreation master plan after that.
Yep.
And then you had a discussion or a presentation about the sewers.
About privatizing the sewers.
So what I want to do is we're going to jump around a little bit. Well, right now, let's discuss this ballpark. Well, sports complex, I guess is what they're calling it. It's not a travel baseball tournament venue. It's a sports complex.
Right.
Okay. So it's a $2 million from the Health Services District, $3 million from MUSC.
Right.
Only if it's matched by the county, $5 million. So $5 million for the county.
For this specific project.
Strings attached, as Jimmy Jones pointed out. Councilman Jimmy Jones asked, are there strings attached? Daryl Ogburn said, no. He said, okay, so you're going to give us this money and we can spend it how we want? He said, no, you have to build Woodward Park. And he said, okay. Yep. So, and I yelled out, there's your strings. So that's what it is. This $10 million idea, which is all it is right now, a hope, a dream, to build this sports complex that will apparently tie in Scott Park with the pool and the splash pad and a walking trail. Nobody mentioned the fact that there's a Amtrak train track that runs through.
Also, that they don't have all the property yet.
They don't even own the property.
Right? They actually voted to give Danny Templer, the administrator, permission to talk to
Mr. Willard,
the other property owners.
Yeah. Town and Country Inc. is the name of it.
Yeah, to see if they're what kind of price or anything like that, and to do due diligence.
Let's point this fact out. Something that these folks, the CARE group and all these other people like to point, they're saying, No, you're getting misinformation from these naysayers or detractors.
Detractors. And Darrell Ogden is a lobbyist, has been for 40 years, yeah. And he is a professional at using these terms to demonize anybody that is in opposition to their big dreams.
Right. So detractors, did you notice he changed to distractors?
Yeah.
It mid conversation with Jimmy Jones, it changed to distractors. But they think that we're misinformed, uninformed, uneducated, unintelligent.
We're just dumbasses.
We're just dumb rednecks up in the woods up here in Kansas.
We don't know anything. We dress in t-shirts and short pants.
We drink beer.
Yeah,
we don't drink seltzers.
Yeah, and we don't dress in Ralph Lauren.
I mean, you are drinking a Michelob Ultra, though. That's,
that's
suspect.
Because
the
crazy,
Peanut Gallery brought
it. Yeah, the
it
Peanut
today.
Gallery.
Say hello, Peanut Gallery.
That's what I need.
Hello, folks.
That's our Peanut Gallery tonight.
We're like an audience on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. We need it. When I point, you're supposed to laugh. So they think that we're uninformed on the situation, when actually we know more than they do about it. Or we know way more than they think we do. So Mr. Willett is Town and Country Inc. He owned all the land where Walmart, Lowe's, Starbucks, Belk's, all that whole intersection right there, Springdale and DeKalb, or I guess, is that still West DeKalb there? Yeah. He owned all that, and he still owns a massive portion of land where Woodward Park is.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to get him to sell the land to the county. But
what was the most interesting thing is that the room could be divided.
That it was literally divided.
Literally divided, and almost as the haves and have-nots.
Yeah. You had polo shirts and sport coats on one side and T-shirt and jeans on the other.
Yeah.
It was very,
very telling. Stark.
Very stark
very
difference.
Stark.
Very and, telling.
And the people concerned about what we're doing and wanting to
it wasn't planned on our part to
no,
sit together.
No, not at all. That's what was so amazing, how organic it was.
Absolutely.
And what was amazing to me, too, is the have-nots were up there saying no, 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 right. And the haves were up there pushing for more government.
Yeah. Right. It was very strange that, you know, these people who claim to be conservative, claim to be Republicans, were the ones going to the altar of government asking for a handout.
Yeah.
Asking for them to pay.
When they call for limited government and they're conservatives and believe in what the Constitution meant and all this, they always advocate for things that benefit them.
Yeah.
Look at the Revolutionary War part. Did the have-nots want that? No, the haves wanted that to glorify their existence.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. Have a nice place for them to have their cocktail parties for an event that was funded by the government, so they didn't have to spend their treasure on it. And this is the same thing. They want a nicer ballpark than Larry Doby.
They want a nicer ballpark than the Joneses.
Yes.
They're keeping up with the Joneses.
Well, they keep bringing up Lexington County, Rock Hill, Greenville, Sumter. They bring up all these. And my question is, do you want to be Sumter? Do we want to be Lexington County? Do we want to be Greenville County?
Well, we had that one lady come up that went through all these numbers, and they were talking about some of these are filled up.
They're either slap full for the entire year or they're empty.
Yeah.
There's one or the other.
And there was a couple of them that hadn't held a tournament in 10 years.
Right.
I mean, beautiful fields now.
And those are cities and counties that are the same size as Camden or Kershaw County. When they talk about the successes, they're talking about Myrtle Beach, Lexington County, and where else was it?
Up in York,
around,
a little bit. But,
yeah.
But
even Greenville County, I talked to Jack Carrington on the phone today, and he admitted that this is not a moneymaker. At most, it'll break even and pay for itself.
And Carrington is one of the...
He's the spokesperson for CARE.
The spokesperson for CARE.
K-A-R-E.
Right.
And so he messaged me on Facebook Messenger today and requested to speak with me over the phone to try to find some common ground, maybe we put our pistols away, you know, and stop attacking. Mainly it was me. He's not attacking. He would just put his propaganda out and then disappear. So, I took the call, like I do everybody. If anybody wants me to call them and talk to me, they want to meet and, you know, have a beer, I'm more than willing to. And even he admitted, though, that Greenville loses money every year. He said recreation doesn't make money, that it loses money. It always costs. What I guess they're trying to get at is saying this economic impact, though, for the small businesses.
Yeah, that's always...
That's their claim.
The same thing with industrial parks.
And he said, this is not a boondoggle. He said that a couple times. It's not a boondoggle. Yeah. He said it at the meeting, and he said it to me on the phone. And this is exactly the same boondoggle that the county did with spec buildings.
Yeah.
They'll build it and pray to the baseball gods that they come.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Basically,
Daryl Ogburn, he got up and spoke, and he said, he was basically there to say, what questions do you have?
Yeah.
That was it. He stood there, and Jimmy Jones kind of cut him to pieces. Other folks asked him some silly question. I think Russell Brazel asked him about add $1 million to yours, and we'll add $1 million to ours, and because it's actually going to cost about $12.5 million.
Well, Russell was trying to say, if you take one of those, if you put $1 million toward maintaining what we have, fixing what we have, we'll match $1 million fixing what we have.
It's hard to
then we can do the $5 million deal and all. And
but it's going to be $1.9 million just to finish Casey West.
Yeah.
$1.9 million. I mean, I don't know what Larry Dewey probably needs the same, $2 million.
And then Danny Templer pointed out how raggedy we got all over the place.
Well, he said Bethune, right? He brought up, when they asked Danny, we're jumping to the end of this conversation. That goes into the 10-year plan. The rec master plan.
Yeah, we're jumping around a little bit, but it all is the same.
They asked him, well, first of all, let's go back to the goal setting meeting. Remember, they asked the Parks and Rec director, if no budget limitations, you just had a blank check, you could write to, what would you do with the county's parks department, Parks and Rec, right now? And his words were, I would complete the projects we have already started, meaning Casey West, Larry Doby, and renovating and fixing up the rest of the park.
Yeah.
Danny Templer was asked the same question at the council meeting. If no money wasn't an object, you know, you had no budgetary restrictions, what would you do? He said, I would fully fund the rec department so we could up our personnel to do some turf management, do some work on some drainage issues, fix up the fields, and finish Casey West and Larry Doby.
One of the things he said, I want every field to be the same. I want the field in Bethune to be the same as the field at Larry Doby, to be the same as the field at West Walter Reed. Every one of them, that if you took a picture, you wouldn't know where you were.
That makes maintenance so much easier, replacement parts, all that stuff is so much easier. But also, another thing I want to point out, Jeff, is that they were doing signups for baseball and softball in Bethune, Cassett, Mount Pisgah area. They didn't have enough kids to even field the team. So why do they need a baseball field up there anyway? Those kids are interested in something else. Maybe we need to build like an internet cafe for the kids to go play Minecraft together or something. You know, maybe that's a new thing. Instead of baseball, like when we were kids, we played with a tennis ball and a wiffle ball bat.
Generally speaking, government is always behind on whatever it does. Whatever program like the Johnson houses and everything, the war on poverty and all, they were behind, and by the time they got started, they created more of a problem than they fixed.
Yeah.
And government is the same way. They get on their high horse and they go around spending all kinds of people's money, promising them all this sunshine and lollipops, and then in the end, they leave them dilapidated to move on to a new sunshine and lollipops. And just like these people are promoting a fad of travel baseball, and because they want to do travel baseball, they will advocate that they rob all of us, all the people that don't care anything about travel baseball, to satisfy their desires.
Right.
And that's not what limited government is.
They want to satisfy their egos.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So,
and then they dress it up in this, we love the kids, and it's all about us, and it's for the collective.
Hold on. Katie Gwynn asked the care group spokesperson, you're for recreational excellence in Kershaw County. What suggestions do you have for other parks in the county to make improvements in these other parks? And I immediately smiled because I knew what Katie was getting to. And Jack Carrington's answer to that question, what would you do to improve all the parks in Kershaw County? Do you have suggestions or alternative plans? What would you do? His answer was, build Woodward Park. Yeah, and that was it. And he stood back and everybody was like, what? You could even see his people were like, oh, no, dude, don't.
Yeah, that was the wrong answer. No. That was the wrong answer. Yeah.
And that's where the arrogance and the sense of entitlement showed, where they were like, well, we want Woodward Park to be built, so you should build it.
Well, it's kind of like in the public comments. Anybody that was opposed to their viewpoint got laughed at and mocked.
Right, exactly.
And you didn't see that on the other side.
No, I saw it, though.
Yeah.
And I turned to one of them, and I looked him dead in the eye, and I said, what the fuck are you laughing at?
It's the arrogance and the entitlement that was so heavy in the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could see it. You could smell the cologne coming off of them.
Yeah.
I could smell it.
Yeah, another thing that somebody mentioned is tearing down Larry Doby.
That's what they want. And I asked
that. And because it's unsafe and all.
Yeah, it's in a dangerous neighborhood.
It's in a dangerous neighborhood. Right. Well, you don't hate black people, do you?
No. Yeah, it's not a race issue. What I was told today when he said, you know, it's not about race. You know, there's going to be basketball courts built at this complex. And I'm not saying all African Americans play basketball, but, you know, African Americans play basketball. We're going to have six hoops up.
Oh, six hoops.
And I was like,
you don't say.
I was on the phone and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's not about race, though.
Yeah. Right. No, we care about all the young people, too, as long as they're rich.
Yeah, and white.
Yeah, rich and white.
From Camden.
Yeah.
You got to be from Camden, too.
You got to live on a certain street, mm-hmm. and you got to live in a certain kind of house.
Yeah.
And you got
one street that goes like
and
this.
You have to go,
an L.
And you have to go to dinner three times a week at certain restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to support the Revolutionary War Park Center and the Equine Park and anything having to do with horse racing.
Right. So, on Facebook, this is just Facebook, the overwhelming majority of the people who are on the What's Going On pages are against this project. Overwhelming. I put a poll up for 2 days, just a 2-day poll on one group. They got 878 votes, I think. Almost 900 votes. Probably 95% of the votes were no. No, we don't. Yeah. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And then some of the people voting yes voted twice. Because I put yes, no, yes, and I live in Camden. Because
right.
I wanted to know how many people were voting yes. They voted twice for yes.
Right.
You know, so.
The other thing is, They're hanging their hat, Katie, and all of them are hanging their hat on this master plan, which comes from Alliance.
The Parks and Rec, the recreational master plan, right?
Yeah.
And it says in the master plan to rebuild Larry Doby into this big sports complex, right? But I don't know why she would be dragging out some bullshit from Julian Burns' days. When she was elected to do the opposite of Julian Burns.
Because this is an independent consulting group out of Chicago that does central planning all over the country. Guess what happens? Those are the consulting planning people that give you the same street lights at every corner, that give you the same signage everywhere.
That's why.
That give you the same sidewalks. That give you complete streets. That always advocate for bike paths, kayak, cornhole, green green space and all this horseshit because they're Marxist and they feed off the teat of the government, right. And the government mandates that you comprehensive plan. And we ain't smart enough. We got to get some fucking experts in there.
We're just dumb hicks that live in the woods. Shut up, pay your taxes. We're going to give you some parks.
Well, the county council are a bunch of useful idiots at that point.
Right.
They're going by the plan that the central planners, the experts, because we are living in a technocracy now.
Jeff, let me ask you this. What would happen to Kershaw County if we didn't have a comprehensive plan? What do you think would happen?
I think we'd all die.
We would probably just wither up on the vine.
Yeah,
and
it'd
be a dust bowl.
McDonald's would close
dust bowl across Kershaw County, right?
Yeah, yeah. All the hotels would close.
Yeah,
nobody would be able to find. There'd
no
be
small
food
businesses.
Deserts everywhere. Yeah.
And so
they're
going to
move forward.
Let's sum this up, this county council meeting, this discussion about Parks and Rec. In my opinion, the fact that people even consider Parks and Rec to be on a priority list at all is absolutely ridiculous. We have so many other priorities that we need to take care of. Basic governmental, limited government functions that we need to take care of here, right?
Yep, the primary functions, EMS, fire, POPO, and the court system.
Okay.
But
and the court system we're going to get into when we talk about my Lee Bone conversation, the shocking conversation that I had with Lee Bone on Saturday. And that's coming up on Rumble. If you want to hear that conversation, you want to hear more, you need to switch over to Rumble to hear what happened between me and Lee Bone.
Before we go, I'm going to put a link to the county council meeting YouTube so that you can skip around inside there and see some of the debate and actually understand what the CARES people and Daryl Ogden and county council are looking at. This project will cost probably more than $20 million by the time it gets said and done. It went from 10 to 12 to 14, 7 to 18. I see it going.
There were so many numbers just thrown out there willy-nilly with millions
but
behind
it. But the progress on this is going to be made over the next several months, and you're going to see the CARES people and everybody that's in that little unholy alliance clique be paraded in front of county council, and the have-nots that don't show up are going to be railroaded right on through this.
And you'll be ridiculed, too, for speaking out.
Oh, yeah. So, I get called. I hate kids. I hate everybody.
You hate them.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Rumble.
Later.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?